How many times have you wanted to give up? Whether it was entrepreneurship, a job, your education, maybe a relationship, or something else. If you have ever faced feelings of wanting to throw it all away, I mean, who hasn't? What stopped you from doing it? What kept you going and invested in the long game? Perhaps you already know the answer, but today I'm sharing a personal story to tell you what I think is the key to success. That's today's episode.
Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started.
I've shared this story before, so if you've already heard it, bear with me, because I think it does a great job of communicating the main point I want to convey in this episode. So back in 2011, when I was starting what would eventually become a New York Times featured sustainable fashion brand, my co-founder and I felt so far away from any semblance of success that to think about a New York Times reporter wanting to interview us would have sounded like a prank. We had been working on our brand for months and had just spent our first significant amount of money, several thousand dollars, to hire a pattern and sample maker who would create a prototype of our first design. We felt good about the decision. We had flown to North Carolina to meet with the pattern maker in person. They had even had us over to their house. We were developing a relationship with them. We had gone over our spec sheet, talked through all of the details, the measurements, the design elements, and we left North Carolina having made a 50% deposit with the promise of a finished prototype in 3 weeks. And then that 3 weeks turned into 3 months. 3 months of waiting for one completed sample out of the 10 designs we had planned for our first line. I wish I could tell you that it was worth the wait, but after all of that time, the sample finally arrived in the mail, looking nothing like the original design from our spec sheet. It was as if our sample maker forgot we paid her to do this project, and then when she remembered, she took an old sample of a totally different dress design that she never used and sent it to us, hoping maybe we wouldn't notice. I'm not really sure. It was completely demoralizing. It was a waste of thousands of dollars on a sample we couldn't use. It was a waste of 3 months that we could have used to sample other pieces. It was a waste of air travel to go across the country and meet this person. All for what? It was the closest we came to giving up before we had really gotten started. Had we walked away at that point, we would have never seen our names in the New York Times, never would have pre-sold to 800 very excited first customers, never would have been paid $3,000 for our first big speaking engagement. There was so much success to come that we never would have known about. So why did we stay? Why did we keep going? Why did we continue spending time and money on a project that didn't seem to have any legs? Because of accountability. Accountability is one of the key factors of success. What do I mean by that? Well, in this case, my co-founder and I were accountable to each other. It was an if you're a bird, I'm a bird situation without the romance and Ryan Gosling. We wouldn't dream of disappointing each other. And when one of us was ready to quit or feeling down, then the other one immediately jumped into the role of cheerleader and optimist. We continuously took turns taking on that role. The other piece of this was the accountability we had to our audience, our loyal following of future customers. Because we had been writing to our email list, blogging, and posting on social media for months leading up to this point, We had a small but mighty group of people invested in our journey and in our eventual success. We were accountable to them and didn't want to let them down. So it begs the question, how do you find this level of accountability, this accountability for yourself, especially as a solopreneur, someone who's doing everything on your own? It's accountability that will keep you going through the hard moments so that you eventually get to the good ones. Besides finding a co-founder, which is great, but is truthfully difficult to do and just has other complications, of course. And besides being accountable to your audience, I want to share some other ways you can find accountability so that it plays a hand in your own success. It is really that important. So the first way is through community. Community is such a general term. It can look many different ways, but the main thing here is to look for a formalized community. That means structure, time or financial investment from the other members, and a routine or schedule in how often you meet. The great thing about building a community is that it can be self-led with two or three other people, or it can be led by an educator or a brand or a consultant or leader in the fashion education space. This is the option for accountability that you can do for free by just reaching out to a few other fashion brands. But I do know from experience and observation that generally speaking, the paid communities tend to be more valuable because people are quite literally invested. So they show up. The second option for accountability is to hire a coach or a consultant. When I started Factory 45 and no longer had a co-founder, and I didn't have employees or contractors yet, I didn't have a team, it was just me, this is what I did for accountability. In fact, even now that I'm 10 plus years into my entrepreneurial journey and do have coworkers and a team around me now, I continue to work with a business coach. I always get a return on investment. And having an outside party who can see a different perspective on your business and is still invested in your success can pay itself tenfold. Whether it's a one-on-one consultant or group coaching from a consultant like myself through a program like Factory 45, the accountability and, again, the personal investment in holding yourself accountable is a huge factor in getting to that next level of success and not giving up on your way there. And the third option is to find a mentor. Like the community that I already mentioned, you can sometimes find an informal mentor that doesn't cost anything. It's kind of a natural relationship that evolves. But if you go that route, I do recommend trying to formalize it when you can and if you can. Of course, you have to be conscious of this person's time and energy and how they're mentoring you if it's for free. But if you can get them to commit to, you know, once per month or every other month, a meeting schedule like that, then that's what I recommend. Again, you often get what you pay for. And in this case, since you'd be paying nothing, you can't count on that person to keep the commitment, you know, not reschedule or cancel last minute. But then, of course, you can find mentorship through a program, a course, or community you pay for. For example, in Factory 45, you have me as your consultant, but we also have 12 alumni mentors that each entrepreneur is matched up with at the beginning of the program for one-on-one support. This is unheard of in the fashion education space at the price of the tuition we charge. And then, of course, there's the element of peer mentorship that's so valuable. You can find that in other coaching programs and education platforms through the other student entrepreneurs who you're working alongside. I can actually think of three Factory 45ers who just went ahead and formed their own internal peer mentorship group and took it upon themselves to meet every week and hold each other accountable, in addition to the other live classes that we teach twice a week, and in addition to the one-on-one mentor they have. So, not to just completely plug Factory 45 here, But the Factory 45 program is all of those. It's each of those three elements of accountability wrapped up into one. I saw how important it was and how valuable it was. And that's why it is one of the most important parts of the program. It's an investment that earns you lifetime access to both the program and the accountability from your mentor, from myself, and from your peers. And as a bonus, we also teach you how to market your brand so that you build an audience to be held accountable to as well. But Factory 45 aside, whether you eventually join the program or not, find a way to be held accountable to your business dreams and goals. Because when times get tough and obstacles come up, and they are going to come up, that's entrepreneurship, you're going to need an outside force to get you back into gear. Even solopreneurship is not something you want to go at alone. If this episode has shown you the value of accountability and you want to learn more about Factory 45 and how it can provide that next level of accountability for you, if you're looking for support, guidance, and other people who are going through a similar journey, if you want someone who can walk you through all the steps from idea to launch and how to implement them, then I want you to take a closer look at Factory 45. If it looks exciting to you and you're ready to raise money for your fashion brand without taking on debt, if you're ready to find an ethical manufacturer to produce your line and have customers ready to buy as soon as you launch, I want you to go to factory45.co/apply. You can book a free discovery call with us. There's no commitment required. And you can simply talk about whether Factory 45 is the right fit for you. The link is in the show notes below. We hope to hear from you.